Pat, taking care of business over at the North Bay Business Journal. Each and every Monday, he joins us, Brad Bollinger. Brad, it's Tony Landucci. I think we've met before. I'm filling in for Pat.
Absolutely, Tony. Happy Monday to you.
Happy
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. So we're taking a look over at the North Bay Business Journal. Now, you've got quite a few great headlines here for business in the North Bay. Which are the two or three you're focusing on?
Well, let me first mention we had our Book of Lists release party last week, last Thursday, at the new Grayton Hotel, and what a facility that is. I mean, it's really kind of ups the ante in Sonoma County. We were in the ballroom portion, and then there's another pull back the walls, and there's a major sound stage behind that. So, and really Las Vegas quality and all the finishes and everything, the food, everything. So, you know, they've really hit a home run with that facility, and I don't think they're done yet. I think they got a ways to go. There's 200 rooms, and everyone was full when we were there that night, and has been, I guess, quite often since they opened. So, great facility if you have a chance to get down and see it. So, let's see, what would I mention? I'd mention the unemployment, which came out Friday. Again, Sonoma County at its historic kinds of lows at under 4%, 3.7. 11,000 new jobs in the North Bay over the last year, 1,900 of them in Sonoma County. So we're largely due to things like the casino and just the general improvement in the economy. Hopefully we can do better, get some housing built. You know, if we get a little bit of a housing boost, that has, you know, impacts all the way through the economy in so many sectors, because you get a house, you got to get the washer dryer, you got to get the carpet, you got to get all sorts of other things. So
I'm really interested to see how however anybody feels about cannabis, you know, there are jobs regardless of any morality issues. So it'll be interesting to see. Does the Business Journal have any beads on how that might affect the county going forward?
Well, it's a very serious business, and will become one. You just take aside the recreational use piece, which is still not completely settled. But you take the medicinal part of it, and it's a serious business with attracting serious investors. You know, banks can't deal with it because it's still a federal Class one drug. So, but there are, some serious hedge fund investors, some people who are very serious about, product brand and marketing and quality and all of those things. So, yes, that attracts those high end jobs. We still have to deal on the recreational use and to some extent on the medicinal use side, on the kind of not so professional characters it draws. So so it will have, if you talk to commercial real estate people who are familiar with what's going on in warehousing and what have you, they see a lot of space being absorbed by indoor growing or processing or what have you. So it's going to be a factor, and we plan at the Business Journal to follow it very closely, both in our paper.
And you are now. I mean, you've got writing on it now. I expect to see more headlines, and avoid the puns. Not that you asked for my input, but avoid the puns, please. one more headline that you're working on, Brad, that you'd like to point people to.
Well, Rob McMillan of Silicon Valley Bank came out with his annual wine report, which is widely followed, and the premium wine segment just continues to perform. He expects 10% to 14% sales growth in the $12 to $25 bottle category, which is right in the sweet spot of our region, and that comes on top of 10% growth last year. Pricing still, you're not going to get as much pricing power, but and amazingly, the under $9 a bottle is, the place where the declines will be. No one would have said that, 5 to 10 years ago. But it just shows that consumers are moving up as they, the old saw that if you have a better wine, it's hard to go back. And that's exactly what's happening. And the premium segment, 75 and up, if you continue to produce a product that people want, there remains a real strong market for that. So, a knock on wood, another great year for our wine colleagues out there.
Brad Bollinger of the North Bay Business Journal. Each and every Monday you join us, and we're very grateful to you, sir. Keep on up with those headlines. Thank you.
Take care. All right.